אתם עם SBS בעברית. Our next guest is Danielle Wolfson. Danielle is the first ever Israeli woman who summited Mount Everest. She is visiting Australia as part of a project spanning 7 continents, where on each continent she climbed the tallest mountain. And now on her last leg in this journey, her goal is to climb the highest mountain in our continent, Australia. I have the pleasure to have Danielle here with me in the studio. Shalom, Danielle.
Shalom. It's a big, great honor to be here and, of course, to speak with Amit. Thank you very much.
Wow, thank you. So is it really true you are the only Israeli woman who has ever been on top of Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world?
Yes, I am the first Israeli woman that standed on the summit of Everest. Actually, the highest point of our planet. There's no higher place. Only Mount Everest. And as I'm telling all the time, alpine climbers, people that climbs, everybody wants to stand on the summit of Everest. It's like to win gold medal. And I succeeded to win my gold medal, but the most important things that I succeeded to descend and come back home and to hug again my loved people.
Amazing. Danielle, tell our listeners more about yourself. You live in Israel now, correct?
Yes, I live in Israel, but in my past, I like born in Russia. You can notice it by my accent. So I born in Russia. I came to Israel when I was 8 years old. We did Aliyah, immigration to Israel, only because we are Jewish people. And you know, as Jewish, Israel, it's our country. So we came with family, sister, mother, grandmother, and we had nothing. And I knew, even in that time when I was a child, that if I want something, I need to work very hard. I need goal and then I need a plan. Mm-hmm. And I am a lawyer. I have a law office in Tel Aviv. And also I am a climber, mountain.
Okay.
So I climb mountains. And
so it was like a hobby, sport.
Absolutely. It started like a hobby. But there was like some point, some significant event that started from there. Like more than 10 years, I had an accident. I fell from the ski lift in Bulgaria. It was a devastated fall and I broke my right leg. And since then, I started climb mountains. Even, like, I'm all the time telling that when doctors didn't believe that I would walk again, I started to dream and decided that I'm going to reach high mountains and to stand on the summits of Mount Everest. Mm.
You climbed on lots of mountains.
I climbed a lot of mountains, but maybe more than, I think, 40 mountains, even more. But I started to do a project like 7 summits on every 7 highest mountain on every continent. We have 7 continent and I stood like on each continent and the highest mountain each continent, and now I came to Australia to climb Mount Kosciuszko.
And just to let our listeners know, if you are not familiar with this mountain, it is located on the main range of the snowy mountains in Kosciuszko National Park.
Yes,
it's in New South Wales. It's very close to the Victorian border. It's an unusual name for a mountain, isn't it?
Kosciuszko. Kosciuszko, it's not high mountain. It's like 2,228 meters. But it's the highest mountain in Australia. And in order to finish that project, I need to stand on the summit of this mountain. And with the Jewish community here in Australia, we decided that maybe we can do all together this mountain. And on the summit day, we can go all together to the summit and wave Israeli flag and also ask to bring hostages back home and just to be there together and be united and understand that when we are united, Israeli people, we can do everything and everything is possible, and also we can ask from the world that will listen us, bring our hostages back home.
Tell us, how did you feel after October the 7th and how did it affect your mountain project, which obviously now is receiving a whole new meaning? What actions did you take in showing your own solidarity to the hostages in Gaza?
Since 7 October, life changed. Everybody, like probably for sure, for Jewish people, life changed. Like it was life before 7 October and after 7 October. And it planned a lot of climbing mountains. I planned to do it. And of course, everything postponed. And since then, I decided that I'm going to be on each summit and to bring Israeli flag and also to ask to release our hostages. Of course, until then they will come home. Already the memorial expedition to Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa, and now I here in Australia, and next mountain I'm going to do in Makalu in Nepal, to take with me a flag with all people that murdered and killed, and they are going to be on the summit with me. Actually, everybody, like I told already to Amit, and I told that I'm so impressed about Jewish community here in Melbourne. They are all people together doing a lot of things, trying to do more and more to help Jewish here in Melbourne, and also to support Jewish people in all over the world, and of course especially in Israel. I heard that you are raising money, sending things, stuff, everything what can you do, you do, and helping, and it's so important. And it's person shouldn't be even Jewish people, everybody can help, because we have to understand in our world, not in Jewish world, in whole world, that we protect our country, we protect our nation, protect our tradition. We're not doing anything wrong. We just want to be in our country, to be Jewish, free Jewish in all over the world. And that's what I would like and trying to do and tell to every people. And I'm very proud that I'm Israeli. In every mountain that I'm going, in every expedition, I take with me Israeli flag, telling about Israel, telling about Jewish people, telling about our history, tradition, in order to explain it more and more, and that people will see who we are.
Mm. How do other climbers see you? What do they say, or what do they think?
Also, before 7 October, not everybody liked Jewish Israeli, but after 7 October, it even worse. Like my friends, and I climbed with a lot of climbers from different countries. At the beginning, they were very nice and sent me messages. And since the weeks is going and going, they just stopped talking with me and any conversation, because they don't understand like why we are doing what we are doing. And the things that we are doing, like in Gaza, if we are speaking, doing not right things. And it's very pity. I think that here is the problem, that we need like to more to explain more and to discuss about it. And whole world should understand that we protect ourselves, protect our country. We don't want war. We want peace. And we need to protect ourselves.
So you're saying people do not understand?
No, not at all. And it's very pity, because there is some image or something that trendy that they don't understand. And like in every place, I think in the world, that like in a, you know, in the old tales, we have a bad people and good people. And who is the weak? So they think that they're good people, and we are Jewish people, choose to live, choose in the positive things. On the other side, our enemies don't want to choose in life. They want to do other things and to bring damage to other people. That's what's happening. Very simple and easy. It's like, of course, from my perspective.
Once you climb the highest mountain in Australia, the Seven Summits project is pretty much accomplished. I guess it doesn't end here. What's next on your list?
Of course, no. So now Seven Summits, I'm going to finish this project, and already I'm already inside the project, 14 peaks. Like we have in our planet, 14 mountains, that highest mountain above 8,000 meters, already doing these mountains. After Australia, I come to Israel, and after a few days in Israel, preparing, packing, and going to Nepal to climb Mount Makalu, the fifth mountain, highest fifth mountain from 14 peaks. Actually, as I think is that the mountain, like in the mountain, people like as is, like very honest, no masks. And in mountain, you can do a lot of, and it's like emphasize your personality. And when we are reaching the summit, you know, and everybody wants to stand on the summit, so you can take the flag, and I will, of course, bringing Israeli flag, and show to all of the world that we are standing on all summits, we are going to be on all summits, we are going to stay here. And it doesn't matter where we live in Israel or in Australia or United States, Jewish can live in all of the world. But we have one place, home, Israel, that all the time we can come back there, and we need to protect our home.
You told me before the interview that you wrote a song.
Yes.
I would like you to read it now to our listeners. But before reading it, tell our listeners what it's all about.
After I came back from Mount Expedition Everest, and it was not easy expedition, so I wrote some songs that the name of the song is To Live the Life.
And let's hear it.
I will read it. if only I could live my life one more time, I would make more mistakes. I would not try to be so perfect. I would try to live in less control. Take very few things seriously. Take more risks. Watch more sunsets. Climb even more mountains. I would travel to places I had never been. And of course, I would eat more ice cream and less soup. Actually, I will have more real problems and less imaginary problems. Life is just a collection of small moments, small Everest. So if you can, don't miss it here and now. Dream big, dare to do big things, and I promise you that you will stand on your own Everest.
It's beautiful. Thanks for sharing. Anything else you would like to add before we finish?
Yes, I think that I'm very impressed by Jewish community, and I would like to ask you just to continue to do what you do. Like, you do beautiful things, very good things, and it's so important to do things that in Israel people will, Israel people feeling that, and it's very important, because it doesn't matter what Jewish people living in, what continent, what place, actually we are all together, we have the same thing, to keep our tradition, to keep our Jewish like people, and to be together. And thank you very much that you are doing that, and you have beautiful country, and I would like to stay here more and to travel and to see more places and beautiful people, very nice people. I like it very much.
I'm glad you like it here, so enjoy your time. And I think I forgot to ask you, when are you actually climbing on Mount Kosciuszko?
It's going to be on 7 April. It's going to be exactly 180 days from that day that our hostages still in Gaza and kept it in Gaza, and we want that they will come back home, and we'll ask there on the summit from all of the world, please bring them home as soon as possible.
Danielle Wolfson, the first Israeli woman who summited Mount Everest and now is visiting Australia to climb Mount Kosciuszko. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with everything, and wishing you well and safety in future projects.
Thank you very much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.